Hello, welcome to Fabricator's Report. We're going to be a podcast that covers things like 40K and with a slight bias towards Adeptus Mechanicus. I'm William Christ. This is my co-host.
I'm Justin So. So I'll describe what our very short episode zero will be. In our flagship episode of Fabricator's Report, we'll just give you a brief overview of what this podcast is, what we do, and our plans for the future. So anyways, on to the content.
So the focus of this podcast will be both on competitive and casual play. We're both pretty experienced AdMech players. Justin plays quite a bit of TTS and plays quite a bit of AdMech there. I also play AdMech there. However, I'm a little less focused on the competitive side. I focus a lot on homebrew projects like Dark Mechanicus and several other homebrew codexes. So I have a lot of experience with that end. Justin over here has been a TO for a couple of events. Could you list some of those off, Justin?
Yeah, sure. I'm the TO of, for example, New Sphere Knockdown. I was just on the Sister Act podcast where their co-hosts Mitch and Rob, we talked about the event for a while. They're also TOs for the event. Well, Mitch is at least. So that's a TTS event it's a worldwide TTS team event, something pretty unprecedented. I know we had Greekhammer, but this was a lot more casual and focused on bringing newer players to, just introducing newer players to team play in general. It was really fun, and we're going to have a season two sometime soon in August. I'm also the TO of Warp Wonders, one of the event organizers. That's a event that kind of like brings together 40K personalities and, you know, just... We have them to collect them all, get an event with a lot of cool people on TTS, and we have a lot of fun.
I personally hang more around the Tactical Tortoise Rogue Trader tournament scene. I also do a lot of homebrew advising, as I mentioned earlier. Yeah, and that's kind of what we're about. I hope you guys enjoy our podcast, and we really appreciate to have you guys here. Anything else before we head out, Justin?
I mean, just I feel like just a brief introduction of ourselves too, along with like, you know, what we just said, like what we do. So I'm Justin. I'm first and foremost an AdMech enthusiast, but I also collect Necrons, Marines, Knights, Grey Knights, Tyranids in real life. I think I sold all my Tyranids, but might have like a few models left around. I'm trying to fund AdMech, but it costs an arm and a leg.
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely AdMech focused as well. I have a passing interest in some other armies like Scions, definitely more like elite foot sort of armies. I definitely like my elite infantry, but not quite as elite as Space Marines. Durability playstyles are not my thing, but definitely like some of these more... dynamic armies, let's say. And I generally know a lot about what rules are strong from my experience with homebrew, and it's overall, I'm excited to work more on this podcast. Scions and AdMech are probably the two armies I've been looking to invest in the most, working mostly on AdMech, because trying to build both AdMech and Scions, as Justin mentioned, it's a little tricky.
Definitely. We're really excited to have you guys here, and this is our podcast, a very short episode. I'm sure we'll have a proper episode sometime soon. But, like any self-respecting Logi here, I like to plan ahead. And trust me, we've got a lot of cool things planned ahead. Our next episode will actually be an overview on the non-Crusade roles of the 9th edition Adeptus Mechanicus Codex. And our episode after that will be on the role of AdMech in competitive lists and list archetypes, with our wonderful fellow AdMech players and Best in Faction ITC AdMech players, Mark Hertel and Dan Kennedy. So look out for that. Have Crusade rules. We have AdMech lore planned. We're going to invite some really cool people like Mitch Beard and Rob Helton of Sister Act, et cetera. Anyways.
Yeah, overall, really exciting stuff. I'm especially excited to talk to Hurdle and Kennedy. I'm excited. It's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, until then, stay frosty. AdMech quote of the day, Will, if you want to do that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Remember, as you enter battle, you are but part of the whole. You are but one amongst millions. There we go.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.